"You evidently don't know me," said he.
"On the contrary," I answered, "I think it is fairly evident that I do. Pray take a chair. I can spare you 5 minutes if you have anything to say."
"All that I have to say has already crossed your mind," said he.
"Then possibly my answer has crossed yours," I replied.
"You stand fast?"
"Absolutely."
He clapped his hand into his pocket, and I raised the pistol from the table, but he merely drew out a memorandum book in which he had scribbled some dates.
"You crossed my path on the 4th of January," said he.
"On the 23rd, you incommoded me. By the middle of February, I was seriously inconvenienced by you. At the end of March, I was absolutely hampered in my plans. And now, at the close of April, I find myself placed in such a position through your continual persecution that I am in positive danger of losing my liberty. The situation is becoming an impossible one."
"Have you any suggestion to make?" I asked.
"You must drop it, Mr. Holmes," said he, swaying his face about. "You really must, you know."
"After Monday," said I.
"Tut, tut," said he. "I am quite sure that a man of your intelligence will see that there can be but one outcome to this affair. It is necessary that you should withdraw. You have worked things in such a fashion that we have only one resource left. It has been an intellectual treat to me to see the way in which you have grappled with this affair, and I say unaffectedly that it would be a grief to me to be forced to take any extreme measure."
"You smile, sir, but I assure you that it really would." "Danger is part of my trade," I remarked.
"This is not danger," said he. "It is inevitable destruction. You stand in the way not merely of an individual, but of a mighty organization, the full extent of which you, with all your cleverness, have been unable to realize. You must stand clear, Mr. Holmes, or be trodden underfoot."
"I'm afraid," said I, rising, "that in the pleasure of this conversation I am neglecting business of importance which awaits me elsewhere." He rose also, and looked at me in silence, shaking his head sadly.